With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court preserves access to a widely used abortion drug.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, concern continues to grow in Asia over China's increasing threats toward the island nation of Taiwan. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says the only way to deter China from trying to seize Taiwan is to demonstrate the ability to use superior force.
My feeling is that it's actions that matter. If we're prepared to defend Taiwan, it doesn't matter whether we make an explicit commitment. If we're not prepared, an explicit commitment isn't going to stop Xi Jinping.
Senator Talent was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. New York Governor Hochul says the state police hate crimes task force is involved in a series of recent hate crimes targeting Jewish New Yorkers, which include the vandalism of Brooklyn Museum board members' homes and Monday's incident involving pro-Hamas protesters in Manhattan, where a group wearing masks took over a subway car while chanting things about Hitler and wiping out Jews. She also said individuals using masks to hide their identity won't be tolerated, and her team is working on a solution to that. There are reports that could involve reinstating a mask ban that was repealed during the pandemic. This is SRN News. British politicians are urged to support marriage.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A male swimmer posing as a female will not be on the Olympic team. The guy who uses the name Leah Thomas failed in his challenge to World Aquatics rules that stop him from competing in elite women's races. Three judges at the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled Thomas does not have standing to bring the case. He asked the court in Switzerland to overturn rules approved in 2022 that he claims discriminate against him. World Aquatics now bans males who have been through puberty from competing against women. This is SRN News. A huge fraud case in Minnesota.
A watchdog report says a Minnesota state agency's inadequate oversight of a federal program that was meant to provide food to kids created the opportunities that led to the theft of $250 million in one of the country's largest pandemic aid fraud cases. The Office of the Legislative Auditor says the State Department of Education failed to act on warning signs, that it did not effectively exercise its authority, and that it was ill-prepared to respond. 70 people have been charged for their alleged roles in the scheme. The state agency disputes the findings. John Scott reporting.
The 70 people are Muslim Somali nationals. A new study suggests 9/11 first responders may face a heightened risk of developing dementia before the age of 65. They say it's due to dust and debris from the World Trade Center collapse that contained dangerous neurotoxins. More details at SRNnews.com.